Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker recalled Illinois' darkest days during his first budget address yesterday, but he's also looking to get beyond the current financial mess and is calling for higher taxes now and in the future. Jacqueline Driscoll reports for this week's Illinois Issues.
Governor J.B. Pritzker began his speech with a history lesson, invoking former Governor Henry Horner, who led Illinois through the Depression. It was a time when nearly half the workforce was unemployed, teachers hadn't been paid in a year, and farmers across the state were facing bankruptcy.
Indeed, despite all the economic troubles the state faced during the Great Depression, Horner still managed to increase school funding, institute unemployment insurance and pensions for older Illinoisans, create building programs for state institutions, and improve public health services.
Pritzker isn't facing a situation quite as bleak. Although the state has billions in unpaid bills and over $130 billion in unfunded pension liabilities. Despite calling his budget austere, the first-term governor wants to increase spending on education, social services, and public safety. And that's something that stood out to State Representative Jim Durkin, the minority leader in the House. He says he and other leaders from the House and Senate met with the governor before the budget address, and he didn't get the idea that Pritzker was focused on austerity.
And it was clear to me that there is going to be some sharp divides on how we manage this year's budget. What I did see, what first and foremost, is that there's more spending this year.
Pritzker styles himself as a fighter for the working class, citing the passage of a higher minimum wage. Speaking to his base, Pritzker defended the spending increases as an investment in the future. And remember former Governor Henry Horner? He was also seen as a champion during difficult times. But maybe more importantly, he also sought new taxes. He's known for signing the state's first permanent sales tax into law, and shortly after, increasing it. Pritzker is following that example as well. His spending plan for the next fiscal year relies on over $1 billion in new revenue, coming from taxing Medicaid providers, legalizing sports betting and recreational marijuana, and adding taxes on e-cigarettes and plastic bags, among other increases.
The budget I present to you today is an honest proposal. The costs are not hidden. The revenues I propose are not out of reach. The hole we need to fill is not ignored.
All of that, the governor says, will act as a bridge to get his big priority, a graduated income tax.
Now, it will take 18 months to get done, but it's worth the wait so that we can save working families hundreds or thousands of dollars per year.
But there's still a lot of convincing to do regarding Pritzker's proposals to generate revenue. Republicans are not on board with the progressive income tax idea, and many have spoken out against legalizing recreational marijuana. State Senator Chapin Rose, a Republican from Mahomet, says he liked what the governor had to say, but he is still looking for details about where the money will come from.
And ultimately it comes down to this, though. Can you actually pay for the promises you're making? And early on in his speech, he said, this is a budget that lives within our existing revenues. Four pages later, he notes that he needs $1.1 billion in new revenues to make it work.
State Representative David McSweeney, a Republican from Barrington Hills, says he's skeptical, to say the least.
This budget is a joke. More of the same. Higher taxes. More spending. That's the Pritzker plan.
Despite Republican opposition, Pritzker does have Democratic supermajorities in both the Illinois House and Senate. But if the legislature fails to approve the new revenue, Pritzker says he will be forced to make cuts across state government. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.